This upcoming podcast is rated M for mature. We use swearsies and talk about adult stuff. All contents herein are for entertainment purposes only, and all stated opinions, views, and jokes are those of the person making them and should not be taken as any sort of gospel. Listener discretion is advised.
Guys, what a fucking perfect way. And
perfect
way to tell you guys, right, that we just spent an hour and 7 minutes talking with patrons out there on our uncut about what's going on. And we just spent 41 minutes before we cut to a break before I decided to take a look at the EQ within OBS.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Just wonderful reasoning behind, like, just on top of shit sandwich, let's just add a pickle, you know? We didn't record any of it. We got video of it, but unless you get a program that can somehow move AI, you know, mouth movements to speech.
Yeah, that's
it ain't gonna work, because I've watched bad lip reading. Anyway, hi guys, it's Kyle. It's X. And this is going to be very goddamn short, because we thought we were recording this whole time. So instead, we just were doing an episode to Bob and Cilia in our chat, because...
Yep. If you want to be one of the few, the proud, the outcast... you've only got a couple days.
So, let me break it down to everybody right now. Utah Outcasts are going to do... one more episode after you guys get to hear this one.
Yep.
I'm done making video content.
Yep.
Just done with it entirely. Yep. Probably even done live streaming anything that we do, because I'd rather hang out with patrons and I'd rather record stuff that I care about.
Okay. That's still up for debate. But we'll get to that.
We'll figure that out in the future. So here's the problem. I've already talked about this three different ways, and so this is the third time and it's well practiced.
Right.
Utah Outcasts.
Sure. Sweet.
As in it being Kyle and X, Kyle and I are still going to be recording something.
Yes.
It's not going to be Utah Outcast anymore.
Right.
Because, goddammit, politics, religion, and, you know, current events fucking suck.
This format is dead. Like, this...
You have to know when to cut and move along, because
right. And that would have been 5 years
ago. Yeah, sunk cost fallacy. You should have been about right about the time COVID hit. You know,
which, by the way, just in case, I don't regret.
Oh no, the No, we've had a great time doing the show.
Right,
and we've had a lot of fun in the studio. Which brings me to point number two: we're losing the studio.
Yes,
I could bore you guys with reasons. Nobody really needs to fucking care.
No.
If you want to talk about it, come into our Discord and we'll talk about it.
Imagine for yourself your own reasons why we might be getting kicked out.
Yeah. The more grandiose, the better, you know?
By all means.
Because the real reason is boring.
Send us the reasons you think we might be getting kicked out of the studio.
Go to UtahOutcast.com and that'll bring you right to our Discord.
Right.
Talk about it there.
Yes.
So yeah, Kyle and I... Don't worry, folks. We're not the Amys. We're not quitting.
Yeah, Amy.
Yeah, Secular Soup, if you guys didn't hear, is quitting doing their thing. And I'm like, I'm just going to steal their fucking thunder. We're going to quit, too.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
Yeah. But you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to quit harder than the Amys ever
could quit. We're going to take over their show. We're going to call it Secular Soup featuring... Kyle and Kyle, just spell one differently. You know?
No, because, well, you see, Secular Soup was always a really, really stupid title. So, welcome to...
Fuck, I hope they
welcome to the Secular Stew.
Ah, that's better.
We got the bits
and... We're hearty.
We got the bits and chunks, and we're hearty. And good for you.
We're okay with mushrooms.
Yeah.
Fucking love mushrooms.
Loaded with fiber.
Loaded with meat
and fiber and For some reason,
it'll break your goddamn crackers.
For some reason, mm-hmm. green beans, which I always seem to manage to wind up in a stew, but you know, you don't hate that they're there, but they're still there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw a legume of some kind in
there. Oh, yeah. Know, some lentils, some starches. They were pretty starchy, so.
Some garbanzos, yeah, you know? Yeah. It's pretty starchy. My blood type is fucking starch, you know?
Hear that, Amy's?
Yeah. Come at us. So, basically, let me fill you guys in on the detail here. We're going to be starting something new. It's not probably going to come into fruition until like June-ish.
Yeah.
Because we've got to vacate a studio. Mm-hmm. I've got to figure out how it is to record at home again. And we got to figure out, I refuse to fucking figure things out live on air because that's what just happened tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not doing that again. We're not going to do that again. But you know what? Hey, if you join the Patreon, maybe you can get some like preview episodes.
Yeah.
You can join us while we figure stuff out live.
Yeah. I mean, I'll drop one or two of them probably into the feed because when we get something that actually hits well, mm-hmm. I want it to be something that drives people to what we're doing new.
Yeah.
Because, Kyle and I are going to be talking about topics and it's not going to be just Kyle and myself. We've thought about adding a third in the future. We've talked about adding people in that we know around us, that orbit around us.
Right.
That are actually going to be able to talk to us about the kind of stuff that they want to talk about instead of, you know.
First show title.
Hmm.
Kyle and X are looking for a third.
We noticed you across the bar.
Hey there.
We like your vibe.
We noticed. I hope Amy's here.
So I know some people out there might be a little bit bummed, but like the Utah Outcast has been a thing for like 9 years, guys. And
yeah, we've been doing this a long time.
I'm done. I'm not done making content. I'm not done recording with Kyle. I'm not done, you know, podcasting because we're I just need done, something else.
We're just done catering to you. Our ungrateful audience.
We're gonna get rid of the shit that makes you groan.
Yeah.
Instead, we're gonna talk about shit that we enjoy and still make you groan. You know. Because no, I don't want to fucking talk about like the part that's lost. I don't want to talk about Matt Powell ever again. I don't want to talk about Kat Kerr ever again. I don't want to talk about any of these shitbag Christian people ever again. I don't want to talk about PragerU. I don't want to talk about Mimsy Moon. Actually, wait.
No, yeah, no, that is
if she comes back with something new, that'd be
there are going to be conservative puppet shows
would be the episode title or something like that, you know,
right? Like we'll check in occasionally, like does Matt Powell still have a lisp? Maybe. We don't know.
Hey guys.
Is the you know shitty guy that sounds like Daffy Duck, does he still sound like Daffy Duck? I don't know.
Oh god. Maybe. I remember him.
What's really funny though, what is really really fun is seeing all of our rogues gallery show up on all these other platforms and shows now.
Yep.
It's really fun to see.
Isn't it wild to see people like actually giving a shit about Christian nationalism now? You know?
Right.
It's still not enough though, because like
no.
I still listen to guys like QAnon Anonymous and stuff, and like they start talking about something, I'm like, oh yeah, we covered that guy 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have enough QAnon content anymore. Mm-hmm. They've now moved on to other things. So instead of, you know, just trying to stick with the label of a show that you started with, we're just going to go ahead and just throw caution to the wind, figure out what the fuck we're going to call whatever this is going to be. Mm-hmm. And it could just be Kyle and X are looking for a third.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Looking for a third.
Though it's such a fucking dumb swinger joke that nobody would get.
It is, but it's also real. It's you're telling me if you were scrolling through a list of shows that would not catch your attention, and you wouldn't click on it to
what
go.
The hell is it?
Yeah, what is this? That is just, that's marketing. Brilliant marketing right there.
Today,
give me an award or something.
Today, before we started recording all the stuff that never is going to make it to the world now.
Which is so sad.
There were some really good.
Like the best jokes we have ever told are now lost.
Right. Just like so many episodes.
Yeah.
So the feed for Utah Outcast is still going to be going out there for a while because I've got patron stuff and live stream stuff to finally publish to everybody out there. Once it's all out, I will probably hold on to it for a little bit and then I'll put it all onto physical media or like a download that you can buy from our patron store or something like that, because the new thing's going to have a patron store as well, or a Patreon, I should say, because that's how we choose to fund this get up and go. We don't want to make it too complicated. But the thing is, with us going out of the studio finally, we don't have to worry about income anymore for paying for internet or paying for rent or, right. You know. So it gives us a good chance to kind of start fresh and, you know, we're going to bring the skills that we've done here for years. We're going to talk about topics that we fucking want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you want us to talk about a topic, that's going to cost you.
I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know either. But somehow, if you're not a paid subscriber, we're not going to listen to your opinion.
We'll make the Discord channel, like, you have to be a supporter to get into that one specific room to talk about stuff like that.
Something,
you know?
Like that. I don't know.
But we're putting the cart before the horse because we haven't even recorded a goddamn thing yet.
Right.
We're not even there.
We don't even have
we just barely started talking about it tonight. We're like, we want to make sure we have evergreen content, stuff that you can go back to years in the future and still laugh about instead of it being current events or Matt Powell, you know, because... Yeah.
We need to make sure the content is very confusing to filters and advertisers.
Oh, wait. fucking advertisers. No, we're still going to do it the way we've been doing it for years and years and years. We're not going to give a shit about advertising, you know?
No, we don't.
But the only advertisement you're going to get is like us guilting you into Patreon stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, you know what?
Yeah.
That's the only revenue we're going to get from this
exactly.
kind of thing, you know?
Exactly. Ads like this.
Fucking advertisements.
We'd like to thank tonight's sponsor.
Tonight's sponsor, Brill Cream.
And Secular Soup.
The gals will pursue you.
Secular Soup. Now with more mushrooms.
Secular Stew. Coming soon. It's like Secular Soup, but more manly.
Right. If somebody doesn't send this to me.
No, okay. So here's the thing. Like, we have been around long enough to see shows rise and fall and rise and fall. Like, we used to think that, like, the Atheist Experience was like a fucking juggernaut kind of thing. But then the atheist community of Austin fucking imploded. You know, you had the guys over at, what the fuck was this show? The Wyoming people. God, I can't remember their name. Jen was on the show. I can't remember what the name was. They used to talk about beers and atheism, and I can't remember the name of it, though. Sorry, guys, but they came, they went. Lots of people have started and quit, like Unapologetics. I used to like Nikki and Brentley. Brentley's doing his own thing now, but it's not Unapologetics anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's this stuff happens. You don't get television shows that go on for 11, 12 seasons that really should be dead.
Right. Unless you're MASH.
Or Matt Groening, and you fucking allow Futurama and The Simpsons to continue. Mm-hmm. Oof, man, I've watched some recent episodes and I'm like, just kill it already. Just get rid of it. You know, how can anybody miss The Simpsons if it never goes away? That's the problem.
I think they've tried. I think he's tried. They tried to make it go away. They tried to kill it, but then it will not die.
I saw an episode where Homer was basically Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. And he, like, was doing heroin. And I'm like, Homer wouldn't do fucking heroin. What the fuck? Weird, man.
After, like, 30 years, Homer does heroin. Just sounds like, you know.
Yeah, sure, why not? We need a Trainspotting reference.
We've exhausted everything. Why not?
So, we had this whole thing recorded. We had a whole bunch more for you, and it was going to come to you, and it was going to be a thing where it was impactful, and you'd be like sobbing a little bit, and then you'd be like, yay, and then you're like, yeah, fuck you guys, and then a bunch of other things that you wanted to say. You're not going to get that now, because it is our fucking lot in life to fuck up the recording just like we used to do back when we were at home. So get ready.
No. Professional show.
I thought I had checked everything, but it's been a couple weeks since we've done something, so yeah. My apologies to no one.
Right. That's why our motto is, it's a show.
It's a show.
It happens sometimes.
You're lucky to get it.
You're lucky that the show happens and that you can hear it.
So for people out there might have noticed, I have canceled April donations from Patreon because I don't know when we're going to be around that much. And I'm probably going to do the same thing for May. If not, cancel them outright after that. I mean, if you still wanted to, I would appreciate you sticking around for like one more month, but I'm not going to force anybody to stick around if you don't want to. We are going to be putting out new content for the new channel there on Patreon first, and so people can check it out there. And we'll probably have an episode or two of it once we've reached a level of quality we think's good. That will go out into the main feed and it'll point people to the new place, because I've only got the bandwidth to run one show at a time. I have learned that about myself. I'm in my 40s. I don't have the fucking time nor effort to run multiple shows anymore. And guys, in my spare time, I'm doing a lot better for myself. I'm losing weight. I'm not eating bullshit like I used to. And I'm more physically active and I fucking love it. You know, I'm just, when I'm not reading fucking boring, terrible headlines from the GOP and Donald Trump, I feel much better. I'm doing much better by myself. And I'm not retreating to alcohol anymore to fucking treat my depression and stuff. So it's been a fucking wild ride for like the last 9 years, man. It's been really fucking hard. Needless to say, it's just a dumb little podcast that we've just been talking to each other for years, you know? Yeah. But also at the same time, this shit has real repercussions in the real world. Mm-hmm. People are feeling depressed about stuff, and I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I feel bad for other people that are pigeonholed into talking about certain things that they may hate. Like, I love the Knowledge Fight guys for the Alex Jones show that they do, but they have to listen to Alex Jones every week. No, thank you.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how Dan keeps his fucking sanity. Be like listening to it and reporting on it. You know,
I don't either. I mean, literally, I don't, because I have never once listened to.
It's a good
to
show. You'd like them because they used to be they're ex comedians, and so they sometimes punch up the jokes that Alex Jones tries to make. And it's really funny.
It's not hard to do. Alex Jones is terrible at making jokes.
Nevertheless, made millions of dollars at this shit. So
well, it's audience. And stuff, his audience doesn't.
They don't critically think that much.
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to put you guys away for the rest of this episode with the one little, I got a pamphlet that was delivered to me this week. Kids were out for spring break.
You
right?
got a presser.
We went to the Leonardo.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have the flight thing that's still there, mm-hmm. which the big ass airplane that you can around in.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then like on the second floor, they had the upcoming like Smithsonian Black History Museum that they're working on building, nice. Which is kind of cool. It was only like stuff on the wall, but it's still cool to look at.
Yeah.
There's the science lab that's still there, mm-hmm. with like figuring out bones and DNA and stuff like that.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, the Leonardo is a museum.
It's a,
but it's an old library in Salt Lake City that takes traveling exhibits.
Yeah,
temporary traveling. So it's going to be different every so often. Cycles through different exhibits, different shows, different things.
I had never been there. We've gone to the Natural History Museum multiple times, and I fucking love going fantastic. There. I love that place.
That place is fantastic.
Especially if you like dinosaurs, man. There's so many fucking dinosaurs. But we went to the Leonardo because my kids wanted to go there. They haven't been there before. Mm-hmm. And so I'm seeing all this stuff for the first time, and I'm like, this is cool. It's like a kids museum, but a little bit older than little kid museum, mm-hmm. you know? Because we've got lots of little kid places for kids to go check exhibits and shit.
Yeah, it's because we've got like so many little kids. You can't throw a kid without hitting another kid.
There was like a women in innovation area that was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
The traveling exhibit that you had to pay extra for was was about AI. But it didn't seem very interesting to me. It seemed like two hallways of just, you know.
Wait.
Shit. You know.
Was it about AI, the Stanley
No, no. Kubrick, I wish it was the Stanley Kubrick Spielberg thing. Hybrid thing that was there. No.
Oh.
Because I'll talk. I'm going to talk about that in the fucking new show.
Well, fuck that. Then it's not going to be interesting.
No, I mean, and like you could see over the walls because we were like this mm-hmm. at the art area that you can do some art stuff there. I could see over the walls because it's not that well hidden, and it's like one of the things that you can mess around with is a computer chess that has AI running it. And I'm like, bitch, they've had that since I was like a kid. I remember trying to beat Chess Master and or Battle Chess. Archon, you know, all this shit that like that's not that big of a deal, guys. We've had AI computer opponent for a long time. It's not hard to program a computer how to play chess. To play it well is another thing, but most people don't play chess well. That's the problem. But anyway, went there, and then on the way back home, we stopped at the gas station to get ourselves some sodas because fuck it, I'm a Utah person. That's what I like to do. And tucked into my door, when I get out to my car, is this little pamphlet folded into squares. And this is just another reason why I'm just done with this shit. It's because it says, after death, what? Dear reader, that's what it says. After death, what? That's all it says.
Oh, Christ, they're lazy. Okay.
Dear reader, you know, we're just passing through this world to get to the next. And the just weirdly capitalized page. Just assume bad grammar throughout this whole thing. The next, whether it be heaven or hell, yes, there is a hell. Most people do not want to know this, but it is true. Like it or not, there is a hell, and you make the choice. No, I fucking don't. I don't make the choice. It was taken from me the moment I was born. Before I was born, God knew where I was going to go, if there is a God. If he could spin all the plates at the same fucking time, I didn't have free will to begin with. And I didn't make a choice whether or not to believe in this shit or not. I don't believe in stuff that I don't have evidence for, man. It's just,
I mean, the person who makes the rules can choose to how to apply them. However,
but then again,
like, say, yeah, it's not.
I didn't
not
make hell.
Like, no. Under any circumstance in theology, the choice is really not yours.
No, because the omniscient, omnipotent being that is God could have created no hell.
Yeah.
Could have created no Satan, you know?
Right. Or just said, you know what? Everybody gets in. Like this is reserved for the real bads.
Well, even then, I don't think infinite punishment is worthy. You know, there shouldn't be in fucking infinite punishment for shit. You know, there's some truly heinous and bad shit that people have done. But like, you know, even some of the worst people in the world, after a couple of million years of torturing, should be like, OK, I think you've had enough.
I think I get it. Yeah.
You get what it feels like now? You know, you know what you did to other people? You get that now? OK, cool. Now you can move on. Something like that. But no, fucking infinite torture. Weird. Let's see. We make the choice. You may be thinking to yourself, I've lived a good life. I've never hurt anyone. I'm no different than anyone else. I've never thought that in my life.
No, never. Never at all. In fact, I've got a list of people that I've hurt.
Right.
Little trophy case.
Oh, there's a couple more. I do good things for people. Absolutely not.
No.
I'm canceling their favorite show. Heaven and hell are on earth. No. Nice try. I've heard them all. But the Bible says there's only one way to get to heaven.
No, it doesn't.
But there are many ways that lead to hell. And no, oh yes.
It doesn't say that either.
You could try to say that no one ever warned you about hell, but you have just been warned when you read this and now you are held accountable. Fuck.
God damn it.
I have doomed all of you to hell.
What are they going to tell us next? That we just lost the game?
Let's see. Now it's too late to act dumb. This is all written on here. And when you see God face to face, and you will, because everyone gets judged by God when they die. No, 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 no. That's not how it fucking works, man. We all die and then we get resurrected. Then judgment happens. Dumbasses.
Well, I guess it depends on your brand of what flavor level spicy Christian you are.
Oh, yeah. There's that whole spirit prison thing with the Mormons.
There is all sorts of different variations. Weirdos. Like, none of them really agree. Like, they really need to, like,
Haha, I'm Ashes, you can't get me.
They really need to like spell out near the beginning what particular brand of crazy crazy this is.
Right. So I'm just giving you guys what you're like gonna be.
Okay. Just
sum it up.
How far through that paper are you? Like, what size font did they use?
It's so fucking tiny.
Fucking tiny, man. God damn. What is...
And it's so weird. There's randomly underlined shit. There's, like, weirdly capitalized things. And the guy that put this in my door, I didn't see who did it, but my kid did. And she's like, it's that guy. And I went, oh, he was, like, so nice to me in the store. I was like, hey, how's it going, man? You know, and he's like, I'm doing good things, you know. Then he puts a fucking pamphlet on my door in my car that's saying I'm going to hell. It's weirdly... How is that a Christian virtue? I don't get how it's like, hey, I love you, brother. I'm going to condemn you to hell by making you read this now.
I didn't make you read it.
You've just read this. Now you're doomed. I tricked you. Black spot, black spot, black spot.
We are all sinners. Jesus blah, Christ. Blah, blah, blah. God has seen every sin we have committed. Then he's a kinky motherfucker. Hey, I didn't know the consequences. Let's make a deal. God has already said in the Bible, this is the deal. You must accept Jesus Christ for your sins or else hell. Whatever. This and only this. Admit that you're a sinner. Repent. This is the chick track portion of
right,
it. You know?
Yeah.
Dear God, I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Blah, 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 blah. Surrender your life to Jesus.
No.
Like now? Like that's going to get, that'd be messy because I don't have really anything that's like non-violent to
you know what?
Off myself.
Fuck you. Fuck it. If he knocks on the door and asks, sure.
He'll get that booty.
Like, just, you know, show up. I demand to surrender in person, okay? Those are my rules. I don't make them up, but...
Here's some of my favorite parts of this one, where it says here, don't just take my word for it. It's fucking reading rainbow. Look this stuff up in the Bible for yourself. And it's like all of these fucking passages, whatever. It says, please don't go to hell. You won't like it. You don't know what I will or won't like. I'm going to get fucking employee of the month, man.
God damn it. So that dovetails nicely. I was having a conversation with my wife about, cause you know, old,
right.
You know, you have the, like, you know what? We should probably make arrangements.
Right.
You know, so the kids don't have to deal with it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen far... At this point in time in our lives, we have now seen too many friends who have kids that have to deal with it.
Right.
So...
So let's make it easier on them.
So we were discussing things. And the one thing that did come up was, you know what? Headstone kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want on it?
I don't want one at all. That's my point.
Well, I wouldn't mind one as long as it says, see you in hell. That's it. Name, see you in hell. That's it. Right there. Like as big as you can reasonably make it. Right there in the cemetery. That's what I want.
Just have it. Blank name is currently burning in hell. You know, something like that.
No, nope, just
yours to see you in hell. I'm just trying to think what mine would be. Yeah. Like, it's like the famous last words. It's like, yeah. One of my favorites is like, I drank what? You know,
this wine is spicy. Socrates.
You won't like it. You can't just try it for the weekend. It's forever. You are not promised another day on earth. Tomorrow might be too late. Heaven and hell are forever. And it's up for you to choose which one it is. Blah, blah, blah. I tell you with this, not because it's my law, but because it's God's law. It's amazing how both of your fucking laws line up, isn't it? It's kind of funny. Now, yeah. You feel that you're spreading the word of God, even though he could be doing it himself pretty fucking easily. You know?
Yeah, you know, see...
Fucking come at me, God.
The thing is, if his law is documented in the Bible,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that come judgment day after I die and I'm standing in front of him and, you know, we have to argue things during judgment, which implies a trial of some sort, right? You know, you get to put on a defense. I'm pretty sure I
can, you know what the trial with God would be like?
I'm pretty sure I can argue interpretation of language.
Right.
You know, and really it's his fault for not updating the language and making sure it was really clear.
I want my meeting with God to be like the Inquisitor from Red Dwarf. Yeah, I fucking went deep on that one, nerds. Yeah, take that. That's what you're going to get with the new shit. For people that don't know, there was an episode of Red Dwarf where they're being chased down by a guy that wants to erase them from history because they shouldn't exist. But before he does so, he has to judge them. And so anytime before he sits in judgment, he lifts the visor of his helmet up and it's the person. It's a exact clone copy of the person, complete with thoughts and everything. And it's like, okay, defend yourself. And, you know, you just basically have to argue with yourself of whether why you're allowed to exist or not.
Yeah.
And for the most part, the most vain person on the show, the cat, was just like, hey, I know you. And it's like, you're good looking. Yeah, thanks, you too. And they get to exist continually.
Right. Don't they have kids?
And I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure they have kids. I'm pretty sure Cat procreated with himself.
Probably at some
point. Like that, I'm pretty sure that's a thing that happened.
But like, let's see, Rimmer was funny because he got judged still, even though he was fucking dead and he was a hologram. And Lister was the one that's like, all right, all right, talk your way out of this one. You know, and he was like the only one that deserved to die. Well, I think Or was Crichton one of them, too? Because he was like, you could have done better. You could have done better in your life.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure
Crichton argued himself out of existence, something along those lines.
Oh, yeah, it was a logic problem on that one. Yeah. Right. So, back to this thing. Fucking, I love Red Dwarf. The novels and the book. I mean, the novels and the show. There's seasons that I haven't finished watching yet either.
I mean, there were new ones too.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They came back to it, and I haven't been able to find them. I need to find them. I really should find them. That why am I not doing that?
Right. Instead of sitting here on a Saturday night,
Jesus,
whining
Christ.
About doing a show for 9 years.
Jesus and... Christ! There's things I could be doing. I wasted my life. What am I doing?
So don't get me wrong. You're still going to be able to get to this stuff. It's not going to go away forever. I just have to find a way of doing it where it makes sense, you know, because some people may want, I want for my kids in the future to come back to this thing and be like, my dad spent 9 years doing this show. The fuck, old man. Anyway, to finish this up, it says, it's up to you, whatever you choose. It's God's law. In hell, you are awake and there is no rest. That's not how human physiology works, man.
I mean,
eventually you would either die or you would pass out, you know,
as somebody who does and has suffered is the wrong word, who has
lived with
and existed with chronic insomnia. That's not really a threat. Like, you'll be awake. So. Guess what? 4 hours of sleep? That's like, fuck.
That's
great.
A whole night, man.
That's fantastic. Great. I can work with that.
Yep. Four nights
Six?
Is like great.
Six. Oh my God.
Six, I'm fully
luxury.
Rested. Yeah.
That was like, what? Is this a vacation? What's going on? This is great.
Here's the thing. Like, even if I wanted to sleep longer than six, I couldn't because my body would be like, ow, fuck, I've been laying down for too long.
You have not moved for too... Yeah, time to get up. Sorry.
Let's see. You get to feel continual torment forever and ever and ever.
Okay. So,
and ever.
As somebody who has existed on this planet...
Hey, I got chronic pain. That's kind of that.
Is that not... Are you telling me that people don't exist? Are you telling me that there are people that exist... who don't experience
continual
daily pain? Like the outside world is painful.
I breathe too hard and my body hurts. You know,
you have never like swallowed a drink of water too hard
You get that bolus stuck in your throat. And, oh!
That is the worst pain imaginable.
No, 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 no. Sideways Dorito when you didn't chew it well enough. That fucking kills.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have taken a drink of water that is too big, and that softball size ball of water stuck.
Fucking hell, gets softball.
Stuck like in your chest, like right in the middle of your chest, and it is so painful. Like, that shit's made me pass out from how painful it is before.
Dude. You got a nice relaxed throat there, Kyle. Anyway. Says there's no sugarcoating this, but the truth will set you free. But in that sentence is quoted, like, with double quotes, not even single quotes. But the truth will set you free. I'm not asking you to go to church or give me one thin dime. I'm just asking you to turn to God.
I don't want a thin dime. I want a thick dime.
Thick with two C's.
Three C's. Three C's thick. Give me that thick dime.
God damn it.
Super thick dime.
So yeah, guys.
So that's, thick it's a nickel.
I mean, that's kind of fun. But also at the same time, it's like, I'm fucking tired of hearing about I'm going to hell. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of hearing about how I'm a sinner and how I'm doing terrible things in this world. And be like, yeah, I fucking know.
One, don't threaten me with a good time. Two, I exist. Therefore, none of those threats are even remotely intimidating. Like, even if I believed it, sorry, nothing could possibly be worse than what I've already experienced here.
Well, and
just existing.
I don't know. Can't remember if you had any close calls with life or death. I mean, I should say, and since we've been doing the show for like the last 9 years, I mean, between people in the family, but I'm talking about yourself specifically, but like the two that I had where I'm like, fuck, I could die or I'm going to die, you know? Not once did I ever look back and go, fuck, I should have talked to Jesus, or, you know, I wanted to talk to God, or I don't want to burn in hell. None. It was never a thought towards any of that shit.
None of that.
I'm really going to miss all these people.
I've been there many times. I've been there many, many times. Most of those, like, oh shit, I should have type of thoughts.
Yeah.
Centered around things I wanted to, like, try in the butt. It's like, like, those are my like life regrets. Like, if I have to make a list of regrets, you know, on my deathbed, like, I never put the pine cone in the butt. That's a thing. Like, I don't really think it'd be fun, but also,
you never know until you try.
Like, it's like this is a curiosity to me.
Just get a silicone one. Just promise you'll do it safely and it has a handle on it.
A green. You go with the green.
Oh.
The green, like, a good green one that hasn't opened yet. It's
okay.
You can smooth it out.
Okay.
It looks bumpy. And
I was going completely, like, fall time. Goddamn.
Right. Yeah. No, like, we're going like red.
Widespread, like, the open.
Redwood, like, gaping, you know, goat seed type. No.
So if you want more of Kyle and I talking about stuff like this, we're not going anywhere. This show is going somewhere.
Right.
But we're not going with it, you know, because we need to do something else.
Right.
And it's new territory. It's fucking terrifying. It's not something I planned on doing in the next couple. I wasn't even planning on thinking about something like this until like next year. I've always had other things that I've wanted to do with the time that I've got, but right,
like pine cones.
Show wise, not pine show. Pine cones will never be on the show. Unless you're a $69 Patreon.
Are you talking about, I had a brush with death and there's a pine cone on the show right now.
But I've never at the point decided, like, where I felt like I was going to die, where, like, it was a come to Jesus moment, you know, like, oh God, please save my soul kind of moment. And they always say that you're going to have a deathbed fucking confessional kind of thing. And it's like, no, it's more of a, fuck, that's it. You know, that's all it really was for me, is just like, not right now. No, fuck it. No, man. No. got shit I want to do. There's a new movie coming out I wanted to go see. Fuck.
Yeah. No. Never. Never once.
No.
Never once has that been the... You know, in fact, I think it's been the exact opposite. When I was younger and there was an... Shit, I don't even remember. It was an accident of some sort. It wasn't even really that serious, but it was one of those first time like, oh, that could have been bad. That could have been real bad. And it was a regret that I had actually spent time, not that I had a choice as a child kind of thing.
Right.
But that I had, you know, wasted so much time being dragged to church. Like, wow,
man,
that was a waste of time. This is a waste of time. I don't like this. This is stupid.
We all end up with regrets at the end of right. at the end of it all, you know.
Yeah.
To wonderfully tie this into the bow, which is one of my jobs as host, is to try to put things mm-hmm. into bows here, is that this is near the end of the Utah Outcast, and to put it into a nice little package here. I have not regretted any moment of show that we've done here.
No.
I've not regretted any of the time I've spent with any mm-hmm. of our patrons, with any of the topics we've mm-hmm. talked about. There have been times in the past where I got a little bit upset about things, or, you know, got fucking pissed on the show. Like, not pissed, like mad, but like really pissed. I don't regret any of those. I'm glad that I knew where they were located and was able to delete them before they came back to haunt me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't regret the time spent with you, Kyle. I don't regret the time spent with Felicia here on the show as well. She's moved on to greener pastures, and good for her. You know, she won't be joining us on whatever the new thing is. And that's not the impetus for us starting the new show. With the impetus is that, like, I'm fucking tired of anger. I'm tired of being mad and reacting to things that are just make me angry. I'm done with the portion of my life where I'm just mad at shit, you know?
Yeah.
I look at the things that I can change and can control and try to make adjustments to that kind of stuff. I'm still going to vote in every fucking election for the progressive. I'm going to try to make sure that I get other people to go vote with me. Fuck, I had 3 kids and I'm going to make sure they all vote, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm still going to be paying my taxes because I don't get a fucking choice in the matter. I'm still going to be employed by the person that I'm employed by, and some people have sussed that out already, and that's fine. I'm not going to fucking sit here and be like, oh, that's just adding to the war machine. There's no job that you work that has any kind of, you know, that's away from any kind of blame, you know?
There is no ethical consumption.
Exactly.
There is no ethical employment. You're fucked.
I'm not going to be leading a revolution. I'm not going to be potentially joining the revolution.
There will be no revolution.
Once the Popular Front revolt happens, or whatever the fuck happens, I'm going to be the one supporting it. You know, that kind of thing. Because if it's good, I will accept it. Mm-hmm. If it's bad, I will fight against it. You know, if Christian nationalism takes over the country and we become the State of Zion, as long as they don't try to like fuck with me because I'm not Mormon, but they will. I'm still going to keep living in Utah. I fucking love this place. I love a lot of the people that live mm-hmm. here. This place is awesome, man. I'm a bit of a weirdo for living here. So are you. we not because we live here, but living here amongst the Gentiles.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, cool. All like, you know, maybe like 47% of them.
Yeah, which is, they're not the fucking majority, guys.
No, they're not. No, they're not. We outnumber them.
Yep. And there's also considerable Rez territory in Utah, too. So if you wanted to get some allies, that'd be a really easy place to find them.
Right.
You
know? Also, they have the best weed.
I can't speak on that one.
They don't, really. No. They don't.
It's all dry and crackly.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, they're who you go to for the mushrooms. That's who you go to.
What? No.
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, those don't show up on the ones that we have to do.
No.
Look, man, I'm 44 fucking years old. My revolutionary days are behind me. I won't support Christian nationalism. I won't support fucking Trump being president. If I got an order that came down from the executive that told me to do something a certain way, I'd be like, go fuck yourself, you know? Or actually, it'd be more like malicious compliance where, you know, you find a way to not do the thing.
Right.
Which is what they call the deep state, which is who I work for.
Right, right. So. We'll do the thing as badly as possible or do it the wrong way or, you know.
Yeah, it's like Oscar Schindler when he had his munitions factory where he made shit that didn't work.
We'll do that for you. No problem. I'll get that to you as soon as I can.
Oh, I thought I sent that. Okay, my bad. Let me get to that right now. I'll do that.
Hang on. I think we need to schedule a meeting about
take
this.
Take off for the day. Let's see. Yeah, I'm dragging feet about doing documentation that I feel is completely unnecessary at the job. Because guess what, guys? On top of doing podcasting for the last 9 years, I've also raised an entire family.
I have an adult person.
You have an adult person that wasn't an adult when this was going on.
They were not an adult.
They were nine.
When they started this show.
They were 9 fucking years old, man. I've got kids that were 4 when we started this, and they're teenagers now. So I've raised a family. I've continued to move up and beyond at the job that I do. And I very much would like to keep that job. I would very much like to keep my family happy. And so sometimes, you know what? I'm done feeling guilty about wanting to spend a weekend with the kids with a show where you have to do episodes weekly with the news and the current events and everything like that. You feel like if you don't put out an episode that week that you're going to, you know, fuck up the rotation.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say
it's much easier to do bottle episodes.
Sure.
You don't
you know, they say you don't need to announce your exit.
Right.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
No, for real. Hopefully you guys found this in good humor. Hopefully you enjoyed listening. Don't sit here and fucking lament and be worried that like, oh, no, the show's going. No, fucking hell. We're not going anywhere.
It's
going
to be the same show. Just the good parts.
We're just going to be talking about what the fuck we want to talk about instead of being like, shit, misery and get the fucking block between the legs where we get the sledgehammer to our ankles about you talk politics.
Right.
Wham. It's there goes gonna, one. You gonna, talk religion. Wham. You
it's know? Just the pendulum's going to swing the other way and X is going to bring up, you know, nice little like pop culture movie topic or entertainment topic. Hey. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to swing that shit back to current events.
No, you will fucking not.
Absolutely will not. I don't read the news. Who's the president? I don't know. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm going to vote this November for the only guy that deserves to be fucking voted for.
RFK?
No. Jill Stein.
Jill Stein! Yeah!
No.
Vote Stein.
And you know what?
Fuck it, man. Vote Nader. There you go. Fuck all y'all.
I'm going to write in my favorite write-in candidate, Yosemite Sam. There you go.
Fucking like segregational seditionist.
Consarnate, you like, varmint.
He's a Confederate, man. Jesus
but
Christ.
But he shoots himself in the face all the time. He's also a.
Yeah, he's a Confederate, man.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to vote Biden because you know what? Out of the 3 people that have been fucking chosen to be enlightened this time around, he's the only guy worth voting for.
It is the only rational choice. It's the only reasonable rational choice. Every other choice and option is completely irrational. And if you disagree, then you are not a...
You're not a serious person who pays attention to representative democracy.
Yeah.
And that's
and
fine.
You don't deserve things.
If you don't want to vote...
You don't deserve
it. Start your fucking revolt. Start it. Quit pussyfooting around the whole thing.
Yeah.
And get fucking started.
Just, stop.
Because guess what? I got a fucking 401k. I got a mortgage. I got shit that I got to pay for. I got stuff I got to do. My kids got to finish school. I got to go to work. I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't got time to pretend to be a fucking revolutionary, man.
Yeah.
I got a fucking meal prep for the week, so fuck all you people out there. They'd be like, Biden actually is not a good president. Fuck you, he's done fine.
Look what you given. Did. Look what you did. Look what you did.
Broken me. I'm saying on chat, I'll never forgive Jill Stein voters who gave us Trump in 2016. Yeah, exactly.
That about does her. Wraps her all up. And it was a pretty good story, don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts, anyway. I guess that's the way the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations. Westward the wagons. Across the sands of time until we... Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail. Say, friend, get any more of that good sarsaparilla?
So, guys, yeah. when we reconvene, it's not going to be next week. I've got to figure out what the fuck's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, not next week. Week after that. Sometime like that. Yeah,
sometime before June.
You know what? The last show is just going to be a great show. We're just going to do a good...
We're just going to do a normal good, show, not reference show. That, the fact that we're going anywhere.
Right, right. Nothing but nothing but pine cones as far as the eye can see. That's...
I'm just going to title this episode Utah Outcast Special Episode.
Yeah.
On the topic of pine cones, mm-hmm. You know, something yep. like that.
We'll be sure to share the activation code for our shared pine cone vibrators. For tips. You know.
We could become that kind of content creator makes me so sad. You know, the ones that fucking just NPC their way onto fucking video chats and like,
yeah,
they get stickers and they're like, I love stickers. And they just repeat the same thing with no matter what they get. And I'm like, this is broken people. I think that social media has fucking broken people, which is why I don't get on it that often.
Mm-hmm.
And why I'm also getting away from fucking current events and everything, because people don't read anything but the headline half the time, and then they comment based on that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tired of it, guys. Tired of it.
Right.
I'm so tired. Finish it with Lily von Stips. I'm so tired. Let's face it, boys. Anything below the waist is kaput. Get the fuck out of here. Talk to you guys later.
Good night.